Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Bollweg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up McGee. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Shantz to Bollweg and they have Groth trapped. The throw over to Jacobs, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball towards right. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. DeMaestri moves to third. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel throws to second. Safe. The throw to home, and DeMaestri is out. Shantz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacobs for the out. Shantz moves to third. Kellner moves to second. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee is walked intentionally. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bollweg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. Renna hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobs hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bollweg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Renna. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Bill Wilson. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Keegan pinch hits for Bob Boyd. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Lawler moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Bob Keegan. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Schirmlaller now playing first base. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Finnegan reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kellner, and towards Finnegan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz strikes out. One out. Jim Robertson pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Dittmar now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri catches it and throws to first to double up Rivera. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing first base. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. McGee reaches second base with a double. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGee moves to third. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolweg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renna strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zernial moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Zernial scores. Finnegan moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Don Johnson now pitching. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 3 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 4 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a line drive into center field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Minoso goes all the way around to score. Michaels moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.